The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Thank God, it's Friday. First, I'm indeed sorry for the error of yesterday. It was pure communication issue. Having learnt our lessons, we promise such will rarely repeat, which said by the grace of God. Our goal of reaching 1 million Nigerians within the next 3 months is still very much intact. Please, you got to join this crusade. So now, pick your phone, make a call to someone, let them tune in to Radio 1 103.5 FM now. God bless you as you do so. And I'm assuring you, together, we're going to make money, a lot of money in the stock market. And if we have lost money before, of course, quite a number of us have lost money, we are bound to recover all. It's only a matter of time. So let's go straight to the way the market performed yesterday with the mind of looking at the possibilities. Today, the All Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was up 0.31% yesterday. For the week, it's been a negative 1.5%. And for the month of April 2018, it is also a negative performance of 1.5%. Other major market indices yesterday, which include value and volume of trades on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, went up, while deals recorded a decline. Major gainers yesterday include Prestige 9.30%, Lasaco 5.56%, Transcorp 4.83%, Miambeka 4.66%, and Eternal Oil and Gas, which also grew 4.66%. GSK, like I said earlier in the week, that the party seemed over, lost 9.61% to lead losers yesterday. Jais, Japur, and International Breweries were other major losers at the close of trading activities on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. If you recall, like I said also earlier in the week, the 9 months report from International Breweries relative to its current price could be described as poor. The stock of a company with net asset of 4.93 naira kobo and selling at 51 naira can never be cheap. The premium is way too high. Miambeka's price is soaring on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. For two straight days, it's been upward movements of 4.9% and another 4.7%. Closing yesterday with excess bid is an indication that the stock will open strong today. Is this organization coming to the market with a right issue, has been speculated? Yes and no. Yes, because coming to the market for the right issue is in the plan, but no, because regulatory approval has not been sought, not to talk of being secured at the appropriate period. Be rest assured, we will notify you of the right issue of May Ambeka PLC. Meanwhile, the company is now bigger, better, and going higher. We can tell. We learned the major issue confronting the organization earlier than now was the huge investment it made a couple of years back in its factory in Otta, Ogun State. This is now under control, and as the company bounces to another level, watch out for me and Baker. I will be right back.
The Oracle is back with a bang.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. We can also tell you that the initial public offering of MTN is in the offing. Parties have been considered. Watch out for more information on the initial public offering of MTN on this platform. Okomu Oil and Gas declared a dividend of 3 naira per share yesterday. If you are interested, it closes on May 15, 2018, 72 naira 70 kobo is the current price of Okomu Oil. Dividend yield on the 3 naira dividend so declared is 4 naira 12 kobo, 12.12%. I do not think that's bad, really, but the stock is most suitable, technically speaking, for institutions than retail investors. If you are lucky to have invested in Okomu Oil earlier than now, please hold your stock. Let me quickly give you a list of stocks you can watch for today. But then, what is the possibility in the market today? Indicators are at good level for growth, and which suggests that it is very likely that the Ultra Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange might actually go up today. But again, there are not so many sharp opportunities, and so wait to see the way the market goes today. Like I've always said, the market has got a mind of its own. Anything is just possible. Now we come to some of the stocks you can watch. Remember or note, I did not say stocks to buy, but stocks to watch. You know, the market has got a mind of its own, like I just said. When the market opens, anything is principally possible. Now we go to these equities. Afriprod is slightly down in price, losing 0.2%, 0.1%. But then keep a tab on the price of Africa Prudential, closing yesterday with excess bid, should not be overlooked. Indicators are within buyable level, buyable range. If you bought and the growth is slow, wait. Dangote Sugar, Dangote Flour, watch out for the two of them from the Dangote Group. They are within buyable range. As far as technical indicators are concerned, the closing bid sizes yesterday for both were also positive. Honeywell Flour closed flat yesterday. Watch out for this stock today. Lasako seems to still possess some energy for a rise. Watch out for Lasako today. Though few indicators are complaining that the price is too high. NEM Insurance, Transcap, UBA, and UCAP all are looking sharp for today's trading. So let's see how far the market might treat them. And of course, it takes just a few hours from now. want to say a very big thank you to you for listening to this program for this week. This is how we run off. But let me quickly say this, that next week, on the pages of Stocks Watch weekly newspaper, you will be reading my article on retirement. And that is an article everyone should actually get, in the sense that I did two case studies of those who got their gratuity so handy, so bulky, and yet ended in poverty less than 2-3 years into their retirement. Why? They did, things did happen to them that way because they did not plan well enough. I pray yours will not be so. The answer is amen. But you got to support your amen with good planning. Oracle will give you a guide on possibilities and, of course, on the stocks to watch for that next week. You cannot afford not to get a copy of Stocks Watch weekly newspaper on Monday. You will also be reading about all the earnings that has been released recently to the stock exchange. And of course, there will be notes to guide you on the use of those earnings. What else do you desire in a business publication that you will not get in Stock Search Weekly newspaper? I really don't know. All right. So, we also, in the coming edition, we'll be teaching our children, our kids, on how to invest. In other words, it is not only in sport that we should catch them young. We should also catch them young in investment. Once again, thank you so much for staying tuned. Abayomi or Babulijo is my name. Until Monday morning, when I come your way again on this platform, I remain just sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.
The Oracle is back with a bang.
Accurate stock picks, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.